Hello and welcome. I'm PJ Van Hull, and I'm very excited to welcome you to the Liftapalooza 2015 opening ceremonies. Woo! I really want to acknowledge you for participating in Liftapalooza. It takes a lot of courage to say, I'm going to focus on growing my list for 90 days and go for 10,000 subscribers, if that's what you're doing. And it takes a lot of perseverance to see anything through for 90 days. I also want to acknowledge you for participating in this call. It's one thing to say you're going to participate and you know, fill in the little form online, and it's another thing to actually show up and do it. So good job. Give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself a hug if you can, if you're not driving, and tell yourself congratulations for being here. You are awesome. So today is our opening ceremonies, and we're going to talk about how to add 10,000 people to your list in 90 days. You'll also learn how to jumpstart your email list if you're just starting out or you haven't focused on list building for a while. You'll learn how to leverage the three key elements to growing your list quickly and maximize your results from this Liftapalooza 90-day challenge. Now, as we go along through the call, so that this is more of a conversation between all of us as opposed to just, you know, one-sided of me talking at you, I want to invite you to comment on the dedicated blog post for this call. And the link for that is realprosperityinc.com/LBC15openingceremonies. So that's real, R-E-A-L, prosperity, prosperityinc.com/LBC, which stands for List Building Challenge 15, that's the number one and the number five, opening ceremonies. It's all one word strung together, no hyphens or spaces. So please take a moment to introduce yourself on the blog. This is one of the ways that we build connections, relationships, and community through Liftapalooza. So even though we're spread out all over the world, we can meet up virtually here. So please share your name and what you do, the quick version in one or two sentences. And also, if this is your first, second, third, or even fourth year participating in Liftapalooza. And again, the link is realprosperityinc.com/LBC15 opening ceremonies. And if we manage to overload my servers and crash my website, as we have done in the past, we'll move over to my Facebook page instead at facebook.com/realprosperity. So this is going to be our MO for the entire challenge, is I'll be inviting you to comment on the blog, and if we destroy the blog, then we'll jump over to the Facebook page. But so far, so good. I'm not getting any database errors from my blog yet, so that's great. And I see we have a lot of people back, even for the fourth time, and a lot of people coming for the first time. This is so cool. So, as we're doing the training calls, you can also be interacting with people on the blog, and it's a great way to build community and get to know other people. I'm amazed at how many friendships and JV partnerships and, client-expert relationships have formed through connections made in Liftapalooza. I think it's one of the most valuable things about this event. So I really encourage you to be posting on the blog for every training call or power hour that you're on so that people can get to know you. And what happens, this is a little behind the scenes, but I see your little face on the blog when you comment and on Facebook, and after a while I feel like I know you. And then when we meet at like a real-life event, it's like we've been friends forever. And so it's a really good way to start building those connections. If your photo doesn't come up when you're commenting on the blog, I have a blog post on how to get your photo to show up when you're commenting on blogs, and I'll post that here on the blog for you so that you know how to do that, because having a photo and being able to connect with people that way, seeing their faces, actually makes a big difference. So you do want to include a photo in your posts when you can. All right. So let's go ahead. As I mentioned, my name is PJ Van Hull. And if this is the first time we're meeting, I'll share briefly about myself so you know who this mysterious voice is. I'm an international speaker, author, and certified trainer. Been doing some kind of teaching for the past 16-plus years. I'm the author of The Little Book of Prosperity, the co-author of Make Your Connections Count, and I'm the creator of this fabulous Listapalooza 90-Day List Building Challenge. And what I do is I work with speakers, authors, and coaches, other entrepreneurs with a message to share, who love what they do but want to make more money with less time, effort, and stress. So that's what this is about. And this morning, I sent an email to the majority of my list that was a bit different than anything I'd done before that I think you'll find valuable. So in case you didn't see that email, I'll share the gist of it now. I was talking with a longtime friend and client yesterday, and she shared that she's been resisting writing the marketing copy for her website. And I asked her, why don't you just start out by writing a love letter to your ideal clients, talking about what your heart most wants for them? And I kind of surprised myself when this came out of my mouth because I've never said that before. I've never thought that before. I don't know if this is channeled or divine inspiration or what, but it inspired me to send out that email and to share on our open ceremonies today. What my heart most wants for you is freedom. That's why I'm doing all of this. I want you to be able to live life on your own terms, to do work that lights you up, and pursue the things that bring you the most joy. And I don't want you to feel worried and stressed about money or to struggle to get clients or to give up on doing the things you love because of money. So as you might have guessed, freedom is one of my highest values. And as I was writing this email this morning, I realized, wow, I'm totally projecting my value of freedom on the people on my list right now. But that is what I want for them. So this is very true, and it's what I want for you. So I want to just check in and have you ask yourself, what about you? What does your heart want for you? And if you're thinking, well, you know, what you just said sounds pretty good. I want that for myself too. Then you're definitely in the right place. Because one of the best decisions I ever made that has given me a lot more freedom was to focus on growing my email list. One of the key prosperity principles that I've been sharing for over a decade now is to expand your energy more creatively to more people. And that's what your email list allows you to do. Because when you have a big enough email list of your ideal clients, not only are you making a bigger difference in the world with your message, but you can fill your practice, your seminars, or your programs easily anytime you want. And I'm not saying that this is a magic pill that'll solve all your problems in life, but I can definitely say that life is way, way, way easier with a profitable email list. And that's why I created this Listapalooza 90-Day Challenge. Now, some internet marketers say that a good rule of thumb is that you can earn $1 per subscriber per month. So if you have 10,000 subscribers on your email list, you should be able to earn $10,000 a month, which most of my clients can live on comfortably. And I know that a lot of people are able to earn six figures and up with a much smaller list than that too. And in fact, we'll be talking about how to do that on one of our upcoming training calls this year. I think it's next Tuesday. We're going to be talking about this, is how do you monetize as you grow your list and how do you attract great clients and make a healthy income even if you're starting off with no list or a very small list. And we'll cover the gamut of what are the best monetization strategies when you're just starting out and you've got like nothing, to when you already have a list of 10,000 and up, what starts to make more sense. So I think you're going to love that call. Make sure you stay tuned because it's a little different than anything we've talked about in the past 3 years of Listapalooza. So I'm pretty pumped. So anyway, that's where my passion for Listapalooza comes from. and why I'm undertaking this massive, fun, crazy project, because it is a big project. If you're listening to this and you've ever led any type of event like this, you know there's a lot to it. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a quote by Rumi that goes, "Start a huge, foolish project like Noah. It makes absolutely no difference what people think of you." So Listapalooza is my huge, foolish project. I have to say it's been really magical for me to do this. I intended to only do it for 1 year, mostly actually because I wanted to learn more about list building. And I thought, okay, well, this way I can interview a bunch of people that have, you know, done a great job of this, and I'll be learning and I'll be taking the challenge right along with everybody else. And that's, you know, what I did the first time, and I thought, okay, you know, we'll go from there, and that'll be great. And then I had people saying, oh, when are you doing it again? And I was like, well, I wasn't really planning on it, you know. But then I thought, okay, I could do it again, and so I did it a second year. And then after that, I was like, okay, you know, I've done it for 2 years. That's fine. I'm not going to do it. And then last year, like a couple weeks before it was scheduled to start, I hadn't really been working on it. I hadn't announced it. I was like, I don't think I'm going to do it this year. But if I do it, it would be these dates. And suddenly I was like, I need to do Listapalooza right now. And so I ended up doing a third year. And here we are on the fourth. So that's a little background. Hopefully it wasn't too much information for you. But it has been magical. And what I love about it is the connections that get made from people all over the world. I've made some really good friendships and JV connections and clients, and you know, I've signed up for other people's stuff, and it's been just awesome. And pretty much any live event I go to, sometimes even when I'm just at Whole Foods, you know, people stop me and they're like, oh my God, you're PJ Van Hol. I know you through Listapalooza. So it's like, it's just cool. It's really, really satisfying and cool. So I'm glad you're here. Now, if you're just joining us now, I noticed a lot of people jumped on after the first few minutes of the call. If you're near a computer, I want to invite you to introduce yourself on my blog so you can start to get to know other people in our Listapalooza community, and they can get to know you. So the link for that is realprosperityinc.com/LBC for List Building Challenge 15, that's the number 1 and the number 5, Opening Ceremonies, no hyphens or spaces, all lowercase, realprosperityinc.com/LBC15 Opening Ceremonies. You'll see that there's a box after the post that says Speak Your Mind. Then there's a white box to type in your comment. So do that. Let us know your name, what you do in your business, and if this is your first, second, third, or fourth year doing Listapalooza, and then click the little purple button that says Post Comment. If you don't see the Speak Your Mind box, look for a little gold link above the Listapalooza header that says a number and comments, and click on that little number, and then you should see the Speak Your Mind box at the end. So let's dive in. You've probably heard that having a big email list makes it way easier to attract more clients, and it's absolutely true. If you need more clients and you don't have a list, what do? You have to hustle. You have to attend networking events, call up past clients or people you know and ask for referrals, put up flyers at Whole Foods and hope someone calls, et cetera, et cetera. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. It's just a lot of work, and it takes a lot of energy. And eventually, you might run out of time. So instead, imagine that you'd like to work with a few new clients, and you send out an email to your list inviting people to apply for a strategy session with you to see if working together is a fit. Now imagine that you get 10 applications for a strategy session, and 2 of those people end up investing in a $5,000 program with you. Well, you just made $10,000 from one email. Now that's a lot easier, right? It's not no work. You have to talk to the people, right? So it's also like the 10 hours of strategy sessions. But damn, compared to all the stuff you have to do to generate those strategy sessions in the first place, if you don't have a list, it's way easier. I came on this quote online, and it's really stuck with me, so I've been sharing it a lot lately, and I want to share it with you because it really stopped me in my tracks. And it was, do something today that your future self will thank you for. I'm actually going to post this on the blog for you too. do something today that your future self will thank you for. And when I think back to my past self, the woman that I was a few years ago who decided to slow down to speed up, that's another thing you should probably write down, is slow down to speed up, and take the time to learn the ins and outs of marketing online and growing an email list, when I think back to that past version of myself, I'm so grateful that if I think about it for a few minutes, it'll actually bring tears to my eyes. Because, wow, my life is pretty damn awesome. And I just don't even know what it would be like if I hadn't done that a few years ago. I'm so grateful. And that's why I'm so passionate about supporting you and growing your email list. And, you know, again, why I created this challenge. So I want to kind of put myself in the hot seat here, because my friend Tad Hargrave asked me, your Listapalooza 90-day challenge has the claim of how to add 10,000 people to your list in 90 days. That seems very bold. You know, what would already need to be in place for someone for that to be a doable goal? And I thought that was a great question. So I'm going to share the answer, because I have gotten the feedback from Listapalooza that how to add 10,000 people to your list in 90 days is too hypey. And, you know, I can appreciate that. I mean, it is kind of an outrageous claim, but it's certainly not impossible. We've had people that have done it, you know, so I don't actually think that it's that hypey. But I do think that you do need to have certain things in place to be able to hit that goal. Otherwise, you need to adjust your goals for the challenge. So let's talk about that, because I offer that challenge to inspire you to get into action right away. This challenge also inspires me to show up and play a bigger game and put something extraordinary like Listapalooza out in the world. And when I first did this, I was actually surprised at how many people joined the challenge that were just getting started with their email lists. You know, people starting with zero subscribers or 11 subscribers, and I was amazed. I thought that this would be attractive more to people who already had like a list of 2,000 and wanted to really take it to the next level. And I was wrong, which is just fine. You know, sometimes I'm happy to be wrong. But if that's the case, it's unlikely that they'll add 10,000 people to their list in 90 days. Not impossible, but unlikely. That said, many of the participants over the past 3 years were still absolutely thrilled to have doubled, tripled, quadrupled, quintupled their smaller lists. So if you're just starting out, make sure to pick up your copy of the special report I put together on how to jumpstart your email list. You can get that at howtojumpstartyourlist.com if you haven't already requested it, howtojumpstartyourlist.com. Because that'll help get you started. So in order to hit the goal of 10,000 new subscribers in 90 days, you need one or more of the following key elements. These are the key elements to leveraging your list building quickly. And even if you are just starting out, you can still use them. You just might not be able to get to 10,000 subscribers in 90 days with them. But even if you, you know, double or triple or quadruple your smaller list, that's fine. Even if you add 10,000 subscribers after the 90 days are up, that's fine. We've had people do that. So let's talk about this. The first key element is a combination of time and know-how. One of our past Listapalooza speakers shared her exact strategy for adding 10,000 people to her list in only 45 days using Pinterest. She knew what she was doing and invested a significant amount of time and energy in pulling this off. Another one of our past speakers talked about how to drive tons of traffic to your website for free with deal sites like Groupon or Living Social. And again, if you know how to do that and you hit it just right, you can seriously add 10,000 people or more with that. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do it, but you do need to know what you're doing and you need to have the time to implement that strategy. This is why we have 2 training calls each week with list building experts so that you can develop and expand your know-how. You can start implementing what you learn right away and develop your know-how more and more as you go along. And so this is one of those places where if you're learning about something new, you might not get to the 10,000 in 90 days, but maybe with what you learn, it still adds 10,000 people over the next 12 months, let's say. And that's just fine, right? I think it's fine. Let me know what you think about it. Feel free to comment on the blog and say, that makes sense, or PJ, I'm totally disillusioned with you. I expected 10,000 people, even though I'm starting from nothing. Don't tell me that I might not be able to do that. I don't know. Let me know what you're thinking. So that's the first thing. The second thing is money to invest in paid advertising. I've had thousands of people join Listapalooza just from Facebook ads. And this year, I'm starting to experiment with LinkedIn ads as well. Now, the key to paid advertising is tracking the results from each ad, because it's amazing how wildly the results can vary from ad to ad. So what I do is I create a separate tracking link for each ad that I run so that I can quickly increase the ad budget if it's performing well, or stop the ad if it's not performing well. So if you have a lot of money to invest in paid advertising, then you can add 10,000 people to your list just with this, right? Or you can start just a little at a time, and it can still help you accelerate your results. One ninja tip is that it also helps to have something under $100 to sell right after people opt in so that you can calculate the return on investment on your ads right away. So, for example, when you join Listapalooza, you can immediately pre-order the 2015 List Building Success Kit for only $27, which is crazy. It's 90% off. It's like, it's a really easy yes. It's super generous. It's super helpful. And one of the things that that allows me to do is I can immediately see which ads are working. So that's part of the reason that I do that. Also, I just want as many people to be able to have it as possible. I don't want money to be a big reason that you don't do it, but I want to make something because obviously it's a lot of my time and money to put on this event, right? So that can really help with the paid advertising. And when you do it this way, paid advertising doesn't have to cost a lot. You can start out with $5 or $10 and go from there. So you can run a little ad, just have some money that you're like, okay, I'm willing to totally blow $25 on this and see how it goes. And then let's say that you get a sale for a $27 thing. Well, great. Now you can turn around and invest more in advertising. And then the leads can start kind of paying for themselves. So that's one of the ways that you can baby step your way into this, right? And then as you get bigger and bigger, your confidence grows, you know what you're doing, you've been tracking your results, and you can invest more. So, for example, one of my JV partners, Justin Livingston, he, last I checked, was his budget was $5,000 a day in Facebook ads, which is just amazing. By the way, if you didn't invest in the 2015 List Building Success Kit when you joined the challenge this year, and now you're wishing you had, I highly recommend it. You'll have access to all of the recordings of our training calls so that you don't have to worry about catching every single live training, and you can go back and review whenever you want because you'll have these trainings handy in your online success library forever. So the link for that is realprosperityinc.com/LBC15kit. So I'll post that on the blog too. So here's the link for the 2015 kit. I do recommend picking it up. You know, I got a really cool email today from a gal who I might be on the call. Suzanne, if you're here, I want to give you huge props. She emailed me earlier today, and she said that she loved Listapalooza. She's been living in a third world country, and her income was getting low. She bought the kit, listened to not even all of the recordings before she ever even finished it. It's allowed her to add $500 a month or more consistently. And where she's living, that's actually a really big deal. So that made me really happy. I think that turning a $27 investment into $500 or more a month, I think, I don't know exactly what the return on investment of that is, but that's pretty damn high. So I would recommend checking that out. So the third key here is powerful relationships and connections. If you're launching a new teleseminar or webinar or hosting a telesummit, which is a series of interviews, kind of like we're doing here, I don't quite consider Listapalooza a telesummit because even though we have interviews, we have a lot more. We have the weekly accountability and tracking. We have the weekly power hours. We have the Facebook group. We have the interactions on the blog. And on Friday, I also send out like my highlights and Cliff Notes email. I'll do that again this year, assuming you guys are enjoying it. So there's a lot more to it. And I try to spread it out with only two calls a week so that you really can catch everything live if you want to. It's not completely overwhelming like some events where they have, you know, four or five speakers per day for a week. It's really intense that way. So I do try to make it as easy as possible on you. But anyway, let's say you're doing something like that, an event like that, and you have strong relationships with strategic alliances and affiliates, you can add 10,000 people to your list in under 90 days by having them promote your event or your launch. For example, I spoke on Brenda Norman's telesummit, and she had over 11,000 people opt in for that event within a few weeks. I've participated in a lot of launches for my JV partners where they've added 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people to their list in a few weeks. So it's totally doable when you have at least one of these things, if not a combination of all three, in place. So what if you don't have any of these things in place? Go for it anyway. You know, like motivational speaker Les Brown says, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss it, you'll land among the stars. So the point is, whether you're just starting out or whether you already have a large list, what you focus on expands. And by focusing on building your list for 90 days, especially with all the resources and connections you'll receive through Listapalooza, you'll move forward much faster. Now, there's actually a scientific reason for this, what you focus on expands, that I'm going to share with you now. You actually have way more information coming at you than you can process, like billions of bits of information coming at you than you can process. So in your brain, there's something called the reticular activator, and it is the thing that decides what information are you going to pay attention to and what are you going to filter out. So when you focus on something, you're basically programming your reticular activator to say, pay attention to this. Don't filter it out. You might have had this experience last time you bought a car. For example, I bought a beautiful new silver Toyota Camry. I think the new versions of the Camrys are just absolutely gorgeous. And now, when I get on the road, like every other car is a silver Toyota Camry, right? So you might have had that experience with a car, or maybe when you were getting married, all of a sudden everyone's getting married. I'm getting married in October, and I'm like, why does everybody have to get engaged same year as me? Can't I just be special? But, of course, people are getting engaged all the time. I'm just like really aware of it right now, you know. Or maybe if you're a woman and you've had kids, when you got pregnant, all of a sudden, you know, all these pregnant women were everywhere. So that's the reticular activator at work, and this is one of the reasons that I really encourage you to track your results through the challenge. So every Monday I'll send you a little tracking form to fill out, and fill it out, you know, even if your stats are the same as they were the week before, or maybe even if your list has gone down, because that can happen. Sometimes if you haven't emailed your list and you start emailing them, some people might opt out. Now, that's not bad. That's just part of the process. So you need to email your email list. Otherwise, what's the point in having an email list? If you're not sending them something of value at least every month, then chances are they're going to completely forget who you are and ignore your messages. So you do want to email your email list, and when you start doing that more, sometimes some people will opt out. It's okay. It means that they weren't the best fit for you, creates the space for the people who are a good fit to come in. All right. So anyway, that's why what you focus on expands works. So when you fill out your little list building tracker, when you're tuning into Listapalooza, even if you can't make every single call, you're saying, pay attention. And so what will happen is you'll become aware of opportunities to build your list that you may have completely missed before because your reticular activator was filtering them out. You might find that magically people just start finding you and joining your list just because you're in that energy. I don't know. Weird things happen. But what I know is that when you focus on it, that helps. So focus on it. Fill out your tracker. Participate in Listapalooza as much as you can. Now, one of the things I'll say, I've gotten a lot of feedback from past participants being sad that they joined the challenge late. If you're listening to this recording later and you joined the challenge late, I just want to let you know you're not alone. We have thousands and thousands of people join late every year. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Just jump in and get started. So if you're not able to make a particular call or power hour or you missed one of your check-ins, just, you know, stand back up and keep going. There's a Japanese proverb that says, nanakorobi ya oki, which means fall down 7 times, get up 8. So 90 days, it's more of a marathon than a sprint. And it's like when you're dieting, you don't want to be like, oh, man, I had an Oreo. Now I may as well just eat a whole cake, right? You know, say, oh, I missed one of the calls. Now I may as well just give up on Listapalooza entirely. Just do as much as you can because focusing on it, being in the energy of it, doing what you can, you're going to see more results. So I really encourage you to focus on progress, not perfection. I'll say that again, progress, not perfection. Okay, so let's talk about setting your goals for the 90 days because it does help to have a clear goal to go after, and it helps to break it down. So if your goal is 10,000 subscribers in 90 days, then if we chunk that down, that's 834 per week or 112 a day. So quite a lot, but it's possible. So if you say, okay, well, I don't know if I want to do it in 90 days, but I feel like I can do it in the next 12 months, the next year. In that case, it would be 193 subscribers a week or 28 subscribers a day. So if you want to be adding 10,000 subscribers in the next 12 months, then focus on adding 28 subscribers a day, maybe with your Facebook ads or your social media activities or the various things you're doing. If you get more than 28 subscribers in a day, you know, okay, good, I'm on track. If you get less, you know, oh, I'm not going to hit that goal. I better step it up. So this is how I do the math on this. Okay, 10,000 divided by 52, rounded up, that's how many people you would need per week. 10,000 people divided by 365, rounded up, that's how many people you would need per day. So that's how I'm coming up with these numbers. Now, let's say that feels too ambitious, but 5,000 people in a year would be an exciting goal for you. 5,000 people, that's an awesome list. That's a real list. You're a player. That would be 97 people a week or 14 people per day through your various list-building activities. If you wanted to do 1,000 people in 90 days, then that would be 84 a week or 12 a day. 500 people in 90 days would be 42 a week or 6 a day. So those are some, I'll actually just post these numbers on the blog too, in case you were like, wait, that's my goal. What was that I needed today? It can be useful to chunk it down and be like, okay, am I on track? Am I not? So I wanted to share that with you. So let's talk about how to maximize your results from the Lollapalooza 90-day challenge. There are a lot of structures that I've put in place to support you in this challenge. The first thing is I created a special report called How to Jumpstart Your Email List. So if you are just getting started or you haven't focused on list building for a while, then I would make sure to read that report. You can check it out at howtojumpstartyourlist.com. howtojumpstartyourlist.com. The second thing is we have the weekly accountability trackers that I mentioned. So that gets sent out every Monday. Fill it out. I actually monitor this, and I'll award prizes for the people who add the most subscribers to their list over the 90 days, as well as the people who have the highest percentage increase in their list over the 90 days. So everybody is on equal footing. Everybody has a fair chance to win that way. And if you are one of the top 10 in one of those categories, then I will give you extra visibility and promotion, which can help you grow your list even more. So in addition to programming your reticular activator and helping you grow your list, you can also win stuff and get fame and notoriety. So remember to fill this out every day. It only takes a sec. You put in your name, your email, where your list is at that week. Boom. It's really easy. Okay. And I do monitor those. The third structure is the training calls. We have two training calls per week with list building experts. So this is going to help you increase your know-how. Now, there's going to be different list building tactics that we explore. Some of them you're going to be like, right on, I'm ready to do this right now. Some of them will be like, okay, I'm already doing that, and now I learned some good tweaks and distinctions to get even better results from it. Some of them might be, wow, that is so not me. I am not doing that. And some are going to be, oh, wow, I'm not quite ready for that now, but I think after I finish implementing these things, that's something I might want to try in the future. So you don't have to, like, listen to every training call and then implement that thing immediately. Just start doing something. Again, progress, not perfection. It's kind of like a buffet. You know, we have the various different ideas and training calls, and it's designed to open up the possibilities to you and let you know what's possible and what's available, and then you can choose based on what's appropriate for your business and what's appropriate for your personality style, which list building tactics you want to dive deeper into and implement, right? So don't feel like you have to do everything immediately or ever. So for example, If your business is something visual, like you're a photographer or an image consultant or something like that, then you really might want to pay attention to some visual mediums like Pinterest and Instagram and even Facebook. If you do a lot of business-to-business type stuff, then it really might be worth checking out LinkedIn. But you don't have to do something you hate, because there's plenty of ways to build your list. You're going to learn a whole bunch of them through this event, and then you can decide what's going to work for you, right? Some people prefer to be people, and they're out there networking and going to events and doing speaking gigs, and they're like out in the world, and that's awesome. And other people would rather be the madman or madwoman behind the machine, like at their desk with their cat in their lap or whatever, doing stuff online. And some people are more hybrid people. They like getting out for a little bit, and then they also like being doing stuff on the computer a little bit. So you can choose what's appropriate for you. I want to give you permission to do that. All right. Again, if you miss some of the training calls, I do recommend getting the recordings so that you can pick up the calls that you miss and also go back and listen to calls. I've done that because they're so rich with wonderful information and resources and insights. And the link to get the recordings is realprosperityinc.com/LBC15kit. I lost my train of thought. So anyway, those are the training calls. And, oh, yeah, I know what I was going to say. Okay, it's $27 during the challenge, and then the price goes up to $297. So $297. So I do recommend picking that up while you're thinking about it so you can get the deal, because it's an awesome deal. Like, to me, it's worth $27 just to have the option to listen to it. You know, I've paid way more to have the option to listen to other people's stuff. The fourth structure that I put in place to support you are the power hours. This is so cool. So every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific between next Wednesday and August 27th, we're all going to jump online to actually implement one list building strategy or tactic together. It'll be a way to work on list building right there in the moment. You can start seeing results from it. It'll also help you deepen your relationships with other people in the Listapalooza community. The power hours are extremely popular, so I recommend marking your calendar out now for the training calls and the power hours so that you don't miss them. It's very easy. It's the same time every day, Tuesday through Thursday, each week through the end of August. So training calls are Tuesday and Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific, and the power hours are Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific. So I would just mark out your calendar for the whole 90 days so that you can participate as much as possible, and then save this dial-in number and the link to my blog so that you can easily find everything. Now, with InstaTeleSeminar, which is what I'm using for these calls, the link to each call changes, so you'll have to check your email reminder every morning to find the link. I'm just going to apologize in advance for all the emails. I'm sensitive to over-emailing, and at the same time, I want to make sure that you get all the information that you need. So I send you the check-in on Monday. You get a reminder for the training calls on Tuesday and Thursday, reminder for the power hour on Wednesday, and I kind of need to send those because the links are different for all of them. And then I'm hesitant to do yet another email on Friday, but the highlights and Cliff Notes emails on Friday are really popular, and people have been like, we want those. Send those to us. So get ready for 5 emails a week from me. if it's too much, you can, opt out or delete them. But that's why there's so many emails. I want to make sure you have all the information you need and you don't forget anything. And then my newsletter goes out every couple weeks, so you might get a 6th email sometime. So, that's just kind of the way it goes. And hopefully you'll forgive me for that. The next structure we put in place to support you is the Facebook group. Now, I wasn't going to originally do this because I didn't want to have to monitor another Facebook group. I do this for my paid programs, like my List Building Rockstars program and my Platinum program, where I go in there and I monitor them and I coach people, and I didn't want to be getting myself into a situation where I had to do a whole bunch of work that I wasn't getting paid for other than what I've already committed to, right? But I did want to give you another forum for connecting and networking and getting to know each other. So that's primarily what the Facebook group is for. I'll post reminders for the calls, but you'll find that a lot of people are promoting in there. I haven't said there's no promotions because I want you to promote yourself during Listapalooza. So if something feels like it's excessive or spammy, I might delete it or I might say something. But if you're having a teleclass or a launch or a giveaway event or a new free goodie, like you can post that in there. That's okay. I want you to be tooting your own horn and promoting yourself. And I'm not going to do a lot of monitoring coaching in that group, but I will be in there hanging out with you guys when I can. It's a great group for getting to know other Listapalooza members. And then the 6th structure that I want to point out is I have an affiliate program, and I call my affiliates prosperity ambassadors. And the motto of a prosperity ambassador is, the more I support prosperity in others, the more they contribute to my financial success. And the reason that I'm bringing this up, you can sign up to become an affiliate at realprosperityinc.com/affiliates. It's free. But the reason that I think you might want to check this out, there's a few. First of all, if you think Listapalooza is cool and you believe in it and you want to help spread the word, then you can actually earn commissions if somebody signs up for the List Building Success Kit or other programs that I offer later, you actually get lifetime commissions on those people. So it's a nice way to get unexpected checks or unexpected PayPal and make a little extra cash. So that's one reason. But the big reason that I would sign up to be an affiliate if I were you is because then you can see the list building stuff that I'm doing on the back end. You can see how I communicate with my affiliates. You can see how I set up the sign up form. You can see how I set up the welcome and confirmation email. You can see how I do the affiliate leaderboard, which is where I let people know like who are the top, you know, affiliates that time. And you can actually model any of that when you're doing your own affiliate program, because affiliates are an awesome way to build your list. In fact, we've had hundreds of people join Listapalooza this year already just from affiliates. I was floored. I'm amazed at this year's affiliates. They are kicking ass. And I have to tell you, I'm a little embarrassed to say that the first time I did an event like this, I didn't even enroll affiliates. I didn't even mention it because I didn't think that people would want to promote an event that they weren't speaking on. I just had this story in my head. And then I had people email me and say, I'd like to promote this. Can you send me an affiliate link to this? I'm like, okay, yeah, you promote it if you want. That's great. You know, I'm not going to say no to that. But then it dawned on me, well, maybe I should let my affiliates know that they could promote this. And as a result, I have, you know, over 400 Listapalooza affiliates, and we've had a ton of people join this wonderful community through affiliates, and I've sent out thousands of dollars in commissions, which is a fun thing to do. So if you don't intend on promoting Listapalooza, which you certainly don't have to, I would still sign up to be an affiliate so that you can see what's going on behind the scenes and model any part of that that works for you. And of course, any part that doesn't work for you, you're like, oh, I don't like the way PJ did that, or, you know, then, you know, obviously don't model that part, right? But I think it'll be very informative and useful for you to do that as somebody that wants to grow your list. So I would check that out at realprosperityinc.com/affiliates with an S. I really want to emphasize again, don't get stressed out if you can't make a call. If you fall off the wagon, just climb back on. This is about consistency and staying the course, not being perfect. I will reiterate, progress, not perfection. Progress, not perfection. And again, if you're just starting out, make sure you pick up your copy of the special report I put together for you on how to jumpstart your email list. That's how to jumpstart your list.com. There's three phases to growing your email list, and depending on where you are, that can kind of tell you what to expect and which list building tactics will work best for you. I'm just seeing on the blog here, Coach Stacy said, did anybody get key element number two? Oh, powerful relationships and connections. That's actually key element number three, darling. But I think I'd better review that to make sure you guys have this. So these are the three key elements to build your list quickly. One is a combination of time and know-how. Two is money to invest in paid advertising. Three is powerful relationships and connections. Those three things can help you build your list quickly. And if you have one or all of them, then you can realistically add 10,000 people to your list in 90 days. If you don't, then 10,000 might not be a realistic goal, and you might have to chunk your goals down differently, and that's still okay. So what I wanted to say is there's three phases to building your list. The first is getting started, and that's when you're figuring out like how to pick an email marketing software and how to set up an opt-in page. And I cover all of that in the How to Jumpstart Your Email List report. I give you different email marketing systems depending on where you are in business, how to set up beautiful opt-in pages for under $100. How to get started is in there, so check that out. That's the first thing, is just starting out and getting those first couple subscribers, like your mom and your cat, and like getting your systems working. The second phase is launching. Just like a rocket ship uses 95% of its fuel to get off the ground, this is the hardest part. So adding those first few hundred to 1,000 people to your list is the hardest. And I think that's where a lot of people in Listapalooza are. So I just want to commend you. I would say if you can get to that 1,000 mark during this challenge, that would be awesome. And so at that stage, you know, you're going to have to hustle a little bit more and put in more time and increase your know-how. And then once you start getting to 1,000, 2,000, and beyond, you enter phase three, which is the leverage phase. And what you'll find here is now it gets easier and easier to increase your list. It's almost like a snowball effect because now once you get past that 1,000 mark or 2,000 mark, all of a sudden, you know, other people who are already on your list start referring you, or people who are on your list will invite you to come and speak to their group, and then you can grow your list even more, right? You'll be able to attract more strategic alliances and joint venture partners and people who want to cross-promote with you because you have a list. You'll also start to get more confident investing in paid advertising like we were talking about. So it gets easier and easier and easier to add hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people to your list in a short period of time as you move into phase three and beyond. So that's kind of the trajectory you're on. And so you can kind of look at like, okay, what phase am I in? And that'll give you some ideas of which of the list building tactics will work best for you. So that takes us to the end of our Listapalooza opening ceremonies. I hope that this was helpful for you. If you have questions, comments, compliments, please post them on our blog at realprosperityinc.com/LBC15openingceremonies. And I'll stick around for about 15 minutes and respond to as many comments and questions as I can. If you don't have a question, please comment on what you liked best about this call. What was your biggest aha or takeaway from this call? And then we have our first official training call next Tuesday, June 2nd at 2 p.m. Pacific. So make sure to join me there because we're going to be talking about how to monetize your list as you're growing it. What are the best monetization strategies for every stage? So you can look at this is where I'm at and this is what I need to do to be making good money while growing my list. You're going to love it. So we're going to wrap up for now, but I'll see you on the blog and then I'll see you on our training call on Tuesday. All right. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.